I'd like to welcome to the Love in Reality podcast from Building the Band, Allison Ogden. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very, very excited to talk to you. Very intrigued, I guess, also as well to talk to you. As we all, obviously, we all have seen the season now, and it's kind of a little bit behind us, but still in the mind frame. But before we even get to building the band, right, I want to talk to a little bit about Allison, right? Take audiences back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Allison, the person, who you are, and then even what kind of got you into music.
Yeah, of course. I would love to. So I grew up in Maryland in a super, super small town. I'm talking like absolutely zero stoplights, literally nothing in the middle of farms. So very much different from my life now living in LA. I've always wanted to have any sort of career in the performing arts, but singing has always been at the forefront and making music. I started singing, I think, when I was like 2 years old, and that was the first thing I ever told my mom I wanted to do when I grew up, other than being a princess. But I think a lot of little girls can relate to that sentiment. One of my first favorite memories and videos is from when my little sister was born, and I was singing to her to help her stop crying. I think she started crying more actually when she was one day old, but you know, I was trying my best, trying to do my big one. But yeah, I mean, my mom put me in dance and theater and singing when I was 2.5, and the rest is history. I've done it forever. Every school play, every choir, every community theater or anything that I could possibly do, I was always just trying to immerse myself in it. And then I ended up going to college for music, did not graduate. I ended up dropping out of college, if I'm being entirely honest. But when I was there, I started off studying commercial voice, which is basically just like singing as a major. And then I switched over to music business because I wanted to learn more of the art of not getting fucked over, for lack of a better way of describing it. But it was a really good experience. I met a lot of really incredible people and got to form a lot of strong connections in the industry and learn a lot. So that was great while I was there. And then I knew I wanted to live in LA. I was in college in Nashville at Belmont. But once I could afford to, I just moved and tried to make it happen. When I got here, I booked going on American Idol within like 2 weeks of moving to LA. So that was really amazing and such a great learning experience with how to be comfortable on camera and starting to dive into the reality space a little bit. They didn't end up really showing me on American Idol, but I can now see in retrospect that that was my, I guess, launching pad, you would say, on comfortability in that world and learning that, hey, like I really did enjoy that. Like I would like to go a step further. I would like to do something more. And then actually the same person that reached out and asked if I was interested in doing Idol is the same person that reached out and asked if I wanted to do Building the Band. And I was like, that sounds fucking dope. Yeah, sign me up. I'm doing it. So then I started doing that whole audition process. And it was about a year of like, am I going to go on? Like, what's the deal? Like, tell me more about this show. Because at first, everything was very like, hush, hush. We weren't allowed to know the network that it was on. We were only allowed to know like the teeny tiny little details. And I think I submitted maybe a few videos and filled out a questionnaire and then didn't hear from them for like 9 months. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm not going to go on that show. And then I heard from them and had a few more conversations, a few Zooms, and then did that final last audition in LA and then filmed the show. Now it was like a year ago that we filmed and now it's finally out. So it's been really crazy.
When we see you perform, right, when we first see you on the show, we see the performance there. And to me, you can, I mean, not to say that other people couldn't see, you could see the confidence, right? And that's something that I think I want to talk a little bit about as we unpack some of your time on the show in what I believe, what I saw versus maybe what other people are kind of seeing as well, which obviously I'm sure you're aware of. But talk to me first about the song choice there. I thought, A, obviously it fits your voice perfectly. You know, it was an incredible performance. You get the likes needed and stuff like that. Talk to me about that entire process.
Yeah, so we did not get to pick our songs in any way. They were all assigned to us for the auditions. So I love Ariana Grande. I think she's like absolutely iconic. I was being totally truthful when I said that was one of my favorite songs in the entire world. But when they assigned that song, I was like, that's a little daunting. Like, she can sing her fucking face off, and I like to think that I can hold my own, but there's no one that's in a world close to her vocally. So I was really nervous, especially just like having done TV in a long time, having the camera in your face while it's very fun is a little bit nerve-wracking. And especially for that initial audition, it's not like you're singing to an audience and you have people to interact with, which is most of the fun for me with performing and a massive part of what makes me comfortable with performing. So you go out there, we all got to sing it two times. You go out and I think it's more of like a practice run to like feel out the vibes. And then it's the real one that they, I guess they record all of it, but the second time is the time that the world gets to see. So you get out there and there are just like 30 producers and 10 cameras and this and that. And I'm just like, hi, my name's Allison. Like tweaking a little bit, if I'm being honest. But yeah, we didn't get to sing the songs. I had them lower at a step down or a half step down, I think, because I was really nervous. And I was sick as a dog when I got over there to start filming, had absolutely no voice for the week leading up to the audition. And then thank God, literally by the grace of God, the day that I woke up for the audition, my voice came back. But I think you can hear it a little bit in my voice that I was a little raspy. But as far as like confidence with that initial performance goes, I was shaking for sure. But I like to do a little affirmation ritual before I go on stage. And I like to do my little prayers. And I'm just every single time say to myself, like, I will perform to the best of my ability. Please allow that, blah, 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 blah. Like all of that good stuff. I'm like, I'm meant to be here. I'm meant to be on stage. I'm meant to be doing this, 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 this. Everything happens the way it's supposed to be. Breathe and center myself. So that helps me a lot before I go on stage with just walking out there and owning it. But internally, for the first like 10 seconds, I don't know if you could hear it in my voice or not, but me listening to myself, I can hear it. I'm not sure if that's as apparent to an audience from that perspective, but I was very nervous.
Yeah, you can obviously, it's such an interesting experiment, right? You know what I mean? You're singing to headphones, really. You know what I mean? Like you're trying to impress the crowd, or the crowd that's listening to your performance. Talk to me maybe a little bit behind the scenes, right? How does that work? So you perform, and when you go back, did you automatically find out about the likes? Did you automatically have that conversation with AJ, or was it like a wait and see thing? How did that dynamic work? Because it's interesting, right? You know what I mean? You kind of want to know how it works from your side of things. And
yeah.
And what did it feel like, obviously, to get the amount of likes that you did get?
So right off the bat, we didn't get any sort of answer. We just, honestly, it was a year ago, so I'm having a little bit of a difficult time remembering like the exact setup we followed. But from what I do remember, I believe we went like straight into some interviews and things about how we're feeling. And a funny thing that I do remember is before we went out there, I think it was before, yes. They have us do like the walk-up shot to the stage, of course, that you guys all got to see where we're like walking down the hallway and they do our little like intro shot. And then how we're feeling. And then they ask us to do one in case it doesn't go so well and you feel like shit about your performance. And I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. And they were like, well, everyone's doing it. Like, we don't think you're going to do poorly. And I was like, nah, I think that's a negative manifestation. I'm not doing that. I'm not even leaving like an ounce of possibility for me getting sent home. I'm not doing that. And they were like, you know what? We respect that. Cool. Okay. You don't have to do it. And I was like, thank you. I was like, I don't want to like set myself up for failure. Not that that would be doing that, but I felt like, why would I even give myself a potential outcome like that?
Why would you put that in the universe? You know what I mean? Like you're putting that almost that negative vibe into the universe. I respect it 100% because it's like,
thank you.
You know, it was a smart decision. And again, it's all about the psyche too, right? You know what I mean? About how you're feeling. And you're already, and this is pre-performance, right? Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Right. So it's pre-performance as well. So you don't want that in the back of my mind. Well, I just shot my potential walking away. I failed miserably walk. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to put myself in that mindset or like have any sort of that energy in my body or my mind or my soul or anything. Like, I just was like, yeah, nah, I'm not really feeling that. I don't want to do that. So they were like, okay, you don't have to. But as far as finding out about how many likes we got and all of that good stuff, I think we had to wait to hear all of the singers. So everyone performs at one point, and then everybody goes into the booths, and then we listen to all 50 singers. And I think we had to wait until all of that had finished, if I'm remembering correctly, to hear about the likes. But oh my God, I was so confident, like thinking like, I'm meant to be here. Like, and I'm sure everybody was feeling that way because everyone genuinely was so good. But I was like totally confident that I was going to be safe. And then the second they sit you down in there and they're like, okay, the booth is going to turn pink if you're safe, and it's going to turn nothing or whatever it was if you're not safe. And I was like, in that moment, like, I sat there and I was like, okay. And of course the format is quite different from what you see on TV, but I was just like, actually, like, what am I to do with myself? I'm sitting there, I'm like picking out my fingernails. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, this sucks. I'm like, if this does not turn pink, I'm actually going to cry myself to sleep. I was like, no, like, I need more time. And then of course, ultimately, like, it did turn pink, and I was fine to move forward and have conversations with people and like see what would happen with that. And if I was going to end up joining a band with people, but it was so nerve wracking. I was like, whew.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know what I mean? Because you do the performance and not knowing that it's like not in a right away thing. You know what I mean? You walk away from the performance. I'm sure as an artist, you're dissecting the performance in your head. I did this right. Or maybe I didn't do this right. But one of the things I want to talk about, right? So once we get the like situation, we start having the conversations in the band, and obviously how we see it play out, there's probably, again, this is reality TV. People forget about this. There's thousands of hours shot. You're criticized over a 10 episodes of what we see. So obviously I'm sure you're obviously aware that you're kind of painted into almost this villainous role of how you're approaching some of these conversations, right?
Yes.
When I watched it, I felt like I saw someone that knew what they wanted kind of out of the experiment, but also knew what they could bring to the table while also understanding what they wanted out of a band. To me, that's what I took away from it. Obviously, everybody's like, oh, Allison's this big old meanie that's just being mean to people. You know what I mean? But to me, I felt like, and that comes to the confidence level as well, but it almost is like, I know what I want. This is how I want to do it. And these are the type of people that I want to do it with. Is that more accurate representation?
I would definitely say that your takeaway is pretty true to my mindset, I guess you could say, with going into the competition. I definitely own the sides of myself that are extremely straightforward with what I'm looking for, because truly at the end of the day, I would rather lay it all out there and be myself and share how I am, how I deal with X, Y, and Z, whether it be like conflict or who's making breakfast in the morning, or like just any sort of trivial things as well, because then somebody will have the opportunity to be like, I don't like her. I don't want to work with that person. Or I love that. I do want to work with that person. And I only hoped that people were being honest with me like that too, about things that they're looking for and things that they wanted. In retrospect, I don't think everybody, obviously no one's going to operate the exact same way that I do, and I'm not going to operate the exact same way that anyone else does. But in retrospect, I definitely don't think everybody was as transparent about what they were looking to have in a band or what their communication styles are and things of that nature. So I definitely did hope for that. But like right off the bat, even just that first clip that Netflix used to market Building the Band was my conversation with Elise, where I said, like, I definitely am comfortable taking leadership. One thing that I always say is what I desire already belongs to me. And the internet, I had a lot of positive reactions to that and a lot of negative. Like, I remember specifically Because in the beginning, I was definitely reading the comments. Now I don't read them as often because what are you gonna do, you know? But there was one specific person that was like, what she desires already belongs to her. Like, yeah, so if she wants a married man, she's gonna take him. And I was like, oh my God, that is obviously not what I mean. I'm trying to use positive affirmations to say, like, what I know is destined for me will come my way. I'm not saying that I want to be like taking what doesn't belong to me or anything like that. I'm like, God, everything can just get misconstrued so quickly. I'm speaking about energetically what I desire already belongs to me because I really think that we have the power to create our own reality, and I intend to do that, you know? If I want something out of my life, I'm going to make it happen. If I'm being told no by one person, I'm going to go ask somebody else and I'm going to do it for myself because closed mouths do not get fed, you know? And
Right.
I'm big on that, and I will own that every single time because I'm definitely not ashamed of that side of myself at all. And then as far as like the conversation went with like me saying I'm comfortable in leadership, and everyone loves to quote me saying that I came into the conversation wanting to be the front woman of a group. The conversation was obviously much longer than what everyone sees because, I mean, we filmed for 8 weeks and I was in 9 episodes. So you can only imagine the amount of content that there was to edit from. And I think a lot of the things that I say are very valid if they're within context. But a lot of the things, if you hear a soundbite of them, they're like, oh, that's crazy work. And I get that. Like, I get how it comes across to someone that doesn't know me or is just seeing little snippets because I am so direct. And I don't think my natural tone of voice does me absolutely any favors because I talk in such a like monotone, sort of dry voice. I think if I spoke like this and I were like, yeah, I'm really comfortable in leadership. I definitely came into the competition wanting to be a leader, but I think I would be interpreted a little bit differently. But like, I'm not going to talk in my sales voice, you know, like that's just not me. I'm like East Coast girl through and through. Like, I don't know. I talk sort of dry. I probably need to work on that. But that conversation, going back to what I was saying before, I said, yeah, I definitely came into the, and I had this conversation with so many people, but I definitely came into the competition looking to be the front woman of the band because I love the Pussycat Dolls. That's exactly what Nicole Scherzinger was. She was the front of the Pussycat Dolls, and every single person in the band played such an integral role in them being who they are and how iconic they are and just everything about the band and their music. But going into the show, I didn't really like know what to expect or like what the vibes would be. I didn't know if it was going to be organized by genre or like are there also going to be musicians that don't sing? Like I had absolutely no idea what to expect. So going into it, of course, I think most people wanted that, just not everyone was feeling ballsy enough to say that.
For sure.
But once I started having conversations with people and I heard everybody's voices and I'm just like, oh shit, no, like this is gonna be like a band. What I actually said in the conversation was, while I came in wanting to be the front woman of the band, I think there are moments for everyone to shine and take leadership and do their thing. And like, I love harmonies and I love like really meshing and vibing and gelling well together. And that was the end of the conversation. But of course, no one wants to show those kinds of things that I'm saying. And I also said, like, with the leadership point, like I'm very comfortable taking leadership for sure. Just because, like, I don't know, I'm the oldest of five. I have sort of always been in that role in my life. So that's where I'm comfortable. And I'm happy to say things that other people are afraid to say. Like, I'm happy to take the hit if somebody else has an opinion that they want to share and they don't want to be the one to do it. Like, I'm happy to like stand up and take it because I think I have. I mean, I'm pretty sensitive, but I definitely have thick skin, you know? So that's more so what I meant in that. But I also went on to say, like, if one person wants to be leading and helping with like choreography, or somebody wants to be leading in, guys, lock the fuck in, we need to be rehearsing at 2 a.m., or somebody else wants to be leading in hey, your harmonies are sort of off. Can I help you with that? Or somebody else wants to be leading in like what our warm-ups are. I said, like, there's a time and place for everything. I'm happy to find my place in that. But everyone definitely got a very different impression from my intention because, of course, that side of it is like not shown. And then they show me being like, no, I want you to dance, not move your arm. I'm like helping with the choreography was my assigned role. I wasn't trying to be a bitch.
Yeah, and that's the thing for me. Like I said, I mean, watching it, I'm like, and this also comes from, the amount of years I've watched reality TV. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
you were the perfect person. You know what I mean? Like, you're the perfect person for the to put at the center almost of the show because of your, it can be dryness or your directness or whatever that
Yes.
is. It's very easy because, again, to me, it makes you must watch television at the same time. You know what I mean? Either people are gonna love you or love to hate you. It's either
Yeah.
or. You know what I mean? But within that, also, like, again, this wasn't also people think people forget that, like, this wasn't a strategy competition show. You know what I mean? Like,
No.
this
Yeah.
isn't a love show. This isn't a strategy show. You're not trying to win Big Brother. You're trying to set up a band that you want to perform with,
Yeah.
potentially to A, to win, B, you're making records with, and all of that comes with it. If you're not a solo artist, you're thinking of other people. So there's a lot of elements
Exactly.
that are being misconstrued based off of just an impression of what we're seeing on the screen.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the, like, the weaving in and out of the tour, out of the performances, right? Because there's so much of that. We're see all we really see, especially those last few episodes, it's just like 5 minutes of preparation, performance, 5 minutes. And I know there's a
Yeah.
lot more to that, but talk to me about trying to make those connections with Haley and Elise and trying to navigate what that was to make sure that you're bringing the best onto the stage.
Yeah. So after our first performance where we all got to meet and we sang Into You by Ariana Grande, we all moved into an apartment together. So we had a ton of time together. Lots of like super, super, super deep talks just about who we are, where we come from, past traumas and things of that nature, just to like really be able to understand one another and like where we come from, I guess, and just how to interpret one another. So I think that was like really helpful for our bonding. And I mean, we were definitely rehearsing really, really late at night all the time and re rehearsing individually as well. We were really good about performing each of us individually for the other two. And then we would take night little notes, like we're the judges and be like, okay, love you, but like this, and this. Awesome, this, and this, not so awesome. Let's do it again. And then I would go, and then somebody else would go, and then somebody else would go. So I thought that was helpful for me because when you're watching yourself in a mirror when you're rehearsing, it's more difficult, I guess, to pick out the little things that somebody from an outside perspective would have. So I liked that we did that a lot with rehearsing. And then as far as like bonding goes, we had off days too, so we would go like shopping, or like Haley and I got our nails done and went to go get croissants one day, which was really fun, and ended up with chocolate all over our faces. Or I mean, there were just a lot of like fun bonding times that no one really got to see.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.
Even with like the entire cast, we had so many moments where we'd all just be like in this big blue room or the big orange room and everybody hang out and mingle and do their thing and then separate and go rehearse. But we weren't really allowed to hang out with anybody else until the very, very end of the competition. So every time we were in our apartment, we were just like, we're on. We're doing this.
For sure.
But
Yeah. Go
so
ahead.
sorry.
Nope.
I was just gonna say we had literally no time for the first performance and we really did not get to rehearse together. None of that is fake. we had a little bit more time for some of the other songs than what everybody got to see, of course, because I mean, it goes without saying, I think that there's so much time that's not shown. But some of them were really quick turnarounds. Like there was one that I think we had like one day to learn two songs, and I was just like, okay. And that one in the studio, the first performance after our, when we sang I Want It That Way in the studio, that was a really quick turnaround, and we came up with our own choreography and just had to completely do that in like no time. And that was so nerve-wracking, singing that song for AJ. I was like,
yeah, exactly. I can only imagine, right?
Yeah, I mean, they gave us vocal arrangements for everything, so that was really like out of our hands, but we got to work with really incredible vocal coaches and an incredible instrumental team and music directors and everything, so that was really, really helpful and phenomenal. But the choreography for that one we came up with, and then we just like went into our choreographers and we were like, so we came up with this last night because we wanted to come in prepared, like, hope you like it. They were like, yeah, good job. We're going to change a few things, though. I was like, okay.
So one of the big things I take away, obviously, of listening to Unpack That Story is, one, obviously, the misconception that, you know, you, Haley, and Ailey's, all you just hate each other the entire time. I love understanding that there was a dynamic, that there was fun there. You know what I mean? Again,
yeah.
I think people lose sight of that. You know what I mean? Just because we see the strife on the screen doesn't mean it was always like that. Because you're filming, again, that's a different element, right? You know what I mean? Of like, I'm with these people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as you said, 8 weeks, and that interesting dynamic. Talk to me a little bit about the judges, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's where I think, obviously, then this raises the stakes of anxiety, right? You know what I mean? Because this is, like, we're performing in front of some of the keyest figures of all of the biggest bands. I mean, of the probably last 20, I don't know, Matt's Hardy, 30 years, probably, let's just say, you know, with Nicole, with Kelly, with Liam, and AJ, and all of that. Talk to me about working with them. Talk to me about the judging and all of that dynamic there.
Before I answer the judges, I want to say one more thing about the girls, and then I'll jump right into that, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Because when you were responding to me, then I thought of something else. I was just going to say, Haley and I especially were exceedingly close on the show and maintained a really close relationship afterwards. She came and visited me in LA, spent a good amount of time together. We would FaceTime all the time. And then just like since the show, obviously, like I've seen both of their videos that they posted, and everybody's definitely entitled to their own experience, and everybody's feelings are valid and everyone's experience is valid. It's just really disheartening for me to maintain a really close relationship, and then all of a sudden, once this like false narrative that we all experienced is pushed out, then there's radio silence. I don't really understand that. And in her video, I know she said like some of the sound bites and things that were shown of me on television, she doesn't feel aligned with, and she doesn't support that kind of behavior. And that's not verbatim what she said, of course, I don't remember exactly. But I just wish that there would have been a conversation or something like, hey, like, did you actually say that like that? Because I think that's sort of fucked up. And I would have the opportunity to then be like, no, that conversation actually didn't happen. That was edited for TV. Or like, me now being able in retrospect to see like conversations that were between her and Elise that I wasn't aware of, because honestly, like from my perspective, there were numerous conversations that I feel like I had to advocate for both of them, because they would both come to me talking about one another. And now I can see that they were talking about me behind my back as well. But like, while I know my delivery needed to be worked on in some situations, 100% I can own that. At the end of the day, like I am proud of myself for at least being open and honest about the way that I was feeling, so that there was room for a conversation about things. And I would have been very open to receiving any sort of feedback and then having something to work off of. Because while I think like, of course you can pick up on energies, if somebody tells me, hey, I tend to retreat at the end of the night, nothing's wrong, I'm going to take you for what you say and believe that nothing's wrong. So I wish more so like, even in that moment when you saw us all at a restaurant And they're like, yeah, I think we should have a conversation with her about it. And they're talking about me the entire time in the bathroom. And I come back and I'm like, that bathroom's really cute. We should all take a selfie in there. Like, how cute. Like, love you guys. And then they just move on like nothing happened and don't have a conversation with me. I'm like, from my perspective, I'm like, you're talking shit on her to me constantly. And I'm like, we gotta stick together. Let's quit it. I understand how you would think that, but like, this is not productive. And then I've got you doing the same thing and I'm having the same kind of rapport and conversation about that. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting like both people saying one thing. And of course, let's be honest, sometimes people have to say things that they're not super comfortable with saying because this is television. That's all that I can say about that. But our conflict conversation when we're sitting at our dining room table was like an hour and a half long conversation. And then, of course, they start the conversation off looking like I'm crying immediately, which did not happen. Like, I heard them out completely. And then I said, like, we had had this really, really lengthy, really, really deep emotional talk the night before, where like we were all crying and talking about our upbringings and things like that. And just like, we really did hash out a lot of the things that were then brought up in that conversation. So I was really shocked when it was happening again because I was told we were talking about our song choice moving forward and like the direction we want to go into. And then Elise was told something else and Haley was told something else, but they both knew about the conversation that we were having and I didn't. So I initially like just felt really, really uncomfortable because I was like, what the fuck is happening? And then I'm like, okay, like I didn't intend to make you feel that way. Like, I wish you would have brought this to my attention sooner because then there could have been like a quicker resolution to something, you know? Like, there could have been a conversation. I'm not evil. I would like to work on things if things are bothering people. And while I do think I can be in tune sometimes, like, I'm not always in tune because all of our minds are in a different place right now. We're all focusing on this competition as well, and not just like things that you would be thinking about in normal day-to-day human life and interactions. So I said like that kind of stuff, and then the conversation kept going, and then I started crying because I felt bad and because I was shocked and because I was uncomfortable, just like a massive influx and combination of different emotions. And then they say, I think if you knew me, you would know I'm being silly. I'm like, I was not talking about the way I was talking. I was talking about a specific interaction with Haley that she later said, like, oh, that didn't actually bother me. Like, that was like one of the points that I had to bring up. And she felt really bad about that conversation too. And then we all like cried together and ate 85 desserts after the conversation. So, like, that was fine after that. But it is definitely frustrating to see the way that things play out because I'm just like, oh, I know, like, we all know what happened with that, and that's fine and dandy, whatever. I know what I signed myself up for with going on to reality TV, but I'm just like, God, I like really, really wish that people got to actually see the way that I carry myself in conversations, and it's not just like always these like absolutely ridiculous statements, you know? Like, I'm not responding to people like that. That's wrong. Like, I would never respond to people like that and just immediately be like, well, why would you think that? I'm like, no, like, actually, like, please explain your side. Like, I want to hear you out, is how I actually am. So that kind of stuff is a bit disheartening. But about the judges, that was crazy. I love Nicole, always have, always will. Everything she's done in music and theater, always been a massive fan. And that was just really, really incredible to meet her. She's so knowledgeable. And I mean, like, she's one of the most iconic queens of girl groups ever. So to get to learn from her was really cool. Liam, absolutely devastating what happened. And I just am so sad for all of his loved ones about that. I was a massive, massive One Direction fan when I was growing up and had all of their bobbleheads above my bed every night when I went to sleep in middle school. So when I met him, I was just like, oh my God. And he had such a great bit of insight to share with everybody because I mean, his band formed on a TV show and Nicole played a hand in forming One Direction. she was the one like m matching all their little pictures together. And really such a crazy full circle moment for his career to start with Nicole, and then this ended up being one of the final projects that he worked on. So that's really crazy. And the kind of insight that he was able to provide was just so different because he's lived and breathed starting his band career on a television show like this in such a weird high pressure situation. So he could really help with like how to navigate that experience and how much the connections are maybe even more so important than the vocals that you're bringing to the table and the actual performance itself and like the friendships. So I thought that was cool. Kelly, fucking icon. Absolutely adore everything that she's ever done. I just saw her and her girls reunited at Beyonce's show, which was just incredible. And I liked just like how bold she was with every statement and just she's like, I'm here. Like I love her energy. AJ, of course, not one of the judges, but he's the host. And he still like really was very hands-on with all of us and giving advice. And he's so humble and nice and positive and fun to be around. Like he brought us all donuts for breakfast one morning and we just like talked about his family and his kids. Like he's just cool as fuck.
Yeah, I think one of the fun thing about this was is like when you watch, even like when you say something about Kelly, right? I felt like this is one of the first music competition shows outside of like Simon Cowell, because he was the OG,
Yeah.
but I felt like with this, they were kind of the first, and especially Kelly, very critical, right? You know what I mean? Like not super negative, but they actually provided insight on how to fix the next performance, right? You know what I mean? And it was nice to see it in that form instead of just fluffing it up for TV. Say, oh, you guys were great. You know what I mean? Like, no, like
Agreed.
this was very good, but here's where we want you to work. And was that very helpful for you?
I mean, that's the kind of feedback that I have respect for. I do not want anybody to kiss my ass. I actually, while I don't think the delivery that we saw on television with Simon Cowell and his projects was always like the friendliest. Obviously, he was on TV and like I get it. But I have always wanted to sing for him because I want honesty and I respect it. And like somebody kissing your ass is not going to serve you well in any scenario. And like, how are you going to improve if everyone's just like, you're great all the time? So I loved when they would give the harsh feedback because like that's what we need to hear to improve. And they did give more positive feedback than what was shown on the show too. Like it was very like both sides, but I really like the harsh feedback. That's something that helps a lot, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. So with the entire world watching, obviously you talk about, we've seen the comments, right? Negative, positive,
Yeah.
both ways, right? How have you kind of been handling that, yourself, right? Because again, being almost portrayed in this villainous light, it's hard to
Almost.
navigate. Well, I'm trying
Almost.
to being portrayed in the villainous light, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? I know it couldn't have been easy, right? What have you kind of, how have you been kind of combating some of that yourself? You know what I mean? Again, it's about you and how you're feeling about those moments, but how are you trying to
Yeah.
keep that under control,
I mean, I have a really strong family relationship, and they are just absolutely incredible, so supportive. I have really incredible friends as well that have been here for me, and a lot of friends from the show as well have really been here for me and just reminded me like, we know the real you. We love you. We're here for you. Like a lot of people have been checking in just to see how I'm doing, which I really appreciate because while I've received a lot of love on the internet, I've also received a lot of hate on the internet. And I mean, I've gotten numerous messages, trigger warning, telling me to kill myself. They hope I die. Hope I get hit by a truck. I'm the most disgusting person they've ever seen, and they fucking hate me, and I should go just like drop off the face of the earth. And while people are definitely entitled to their opinions, I find it a bit rich to say that they think I'm a bitch or a bully or whatever, and then they're comfortable saying that kind of stuff to someone because I would just never dream of saying anything like that. Mental health is very, 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 very serious and very, very real. And a lot of people that are thrust into any sort of spotlight have struggles with that. It was really hard for me initially to start reading those things, but now as time has gone on and about a month has passed, it's been like 3 weeks or so since the show's come out, I've definitely been able to weed out the bullshit, I guess you could say, for lack of a better way of describing it, and ignore the negativity, focus on the positives. And I've been able to remind myself, just at the end of the day, most of these people really don't know me. And the people that do know me, for the most part, don't have that read on me. And I don't need to be basing my value or my self-worth on the opinions of others. If people love me, that's great. If people don't, that's okay too. Not everybody is going to be your best friend. I would like to take a moment to say, it's really a step too far to be saying things like that about any sort of violence, any sort of self-harm. I take that very, very seriously, and I don't think that that's okay. I do not condone that. If you don't like me, that's okay. If you don't like anybody, that's okay. It is not okay to say stuff like that. And I just think with the internet and how comfortable people have gotten saying things behind a screen, it really gets out of hand sometimes. I think everyone needs a really massive reminder that we all are people at the end of the day. That could affect somebody really, really, really poorly. And I just want people to be more cognizant of that. Of course, yes, I chose to put myself in this position. I chose to open up a part of my life and a part of my being and a part of my artistry to the world. But people are a little bit too comfortable throwing around really, really serious topics like that. And I just think everyone needs a little bit of a reality check, if I'm being honest, that is not okay. We cannot be saying things behind a screen. Of course, I know a lot of them don't condone the snippets of behavior that they saw of me on TV, but cyberbullying is such a new thing that has caused a lot of devastation in the world, and people need to chill with that. It's not okay.
Yeah, it's crazy to me that, you know, I've watched reality TV 20 plus years. And, you know, I remember sometimes it takes the fun away. You know what I mean? Like, it takes the fun away to see. And that's, to me, like, I remember the first conversation. Like, this is the first conversation I wanted to talk to you. You know what I mean? I wanted to interview you. We talked a little bit about it. And I was like, I want to interview you. I want people to see Allison. You know what I mean? And sure, this is going to be a 45-minute conversation and a snippet into your world. But unedited, unfiltered, all raw, just, you know, you can hear when you talk about it, it's like, yeah, sure, I have areas that I need to work on. But to me,
of course,
it's like
everyone,
we have like keyboard warriors, as you know, we can talk about. And it's just crazy that they feel comfortable enough to bash everybody the way that they do. And it's also, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, you know, would you want somebody to do that to your kid? You know, vice versa. And it's et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, yeah, again, you went on reality TV. Yeah. I can be like, oh man, I just really, you know, I would even say on my podcast, you know, hey, I don't really like Allison, da 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 da. But it's like, I'm not going to slide into your DMs and or comment on your posts and be like, oh, you're the worst person. It's just, it's crazy to me that people feel so comfortable doing that in this day and age. It's just, it's become such a pro thing to do. And it's crazy to me.
Yeah. And I don't really respond or engage in any of the hate, because I know at the end of the day, most people are looking for some sort of a reaction or like, yes, I got to her kind of thing. But there is one that you just reminded me of that I did respond to. Maybe I shouldn't have, but this mother commented on one of my videos and said, I'm so glad that I named my daughter Allison with a Y and not an I, like, I would never want her to be anything like you, and went on to just like attack my character and say a few things that were really, really, really nasty. And I responded and I said, could you imagine if another mother, someone twice your daughter's age, commented something like this on her social media after she put herself out there for the world trying to chase her dreams and had a false narrative pushed about her that the entire world is crucifying her over, it seems like. Can you just imagine if another mother would come after your Allison like that? Like, from a mother, like, that's just really crazy that you would want to say that to someone. And she like snapped back at me with another really nasty remark. And I'm like, okay, well, you're missing the point. I'm not going to go back and forth and tit for tat with you any further. But like, can you imagine if your child went out there to follow their dreams and tried to really like do their best, unsure how to navigate? Of course, I fucked up at times. I'm a human being. I can own that. And all I can do is learn from any mistakes that I've made. And like seeing that on TV, I like, that's a new experience for me, watching myself back and seeing both positive and negative things that I've done. But I just can't imagine like saying that to someone. It's just bizarre.
It's so weird. I don't, it's just, it's weird. It's unnecessary. It's crazy. But and let's get a little positive, right? Let's get some positive here. What's next for Allison, right? You know what I mean? What are you hoping your next steps are? What are we moving towards? Talk to me about what's next on this journey for Allison.
Lots of new music definitely is on the way for me. I was just in the studio last night and working on some really exciting things. Definitely some collabs are on the way with people that might surprise you a little bit. So I'm excited about that. I also am diving a little bit more into other aspects of performing arts that I used to do pretty heavily and just haven't a lot recently. So I've been acting again. That's really exciting for me. And I think it's really fun, just a nice outlet to get to, I don't know, be someone other than yourself in a creative space. I think it's really fun. So lots of new music. I'm going to do like an EP album type of situation finally, and not just singles. So that's exciting. I've been working on the body of work for a very, very, very long time now. Like one of the songs I wrote over 2 years ago, and I've just been waiting for the perfect moment. And it's taken me a really long time to be able to really articulate the emotions that went into writing this body of work, just because it was such a raw, difficult moment in my life to feel comfortable with sharing. But a lot of time has passed, so I'm ready for it now. And music videos and all the works, I'm gonna finally really be diving in and doing all of that good stuff. Lots of new shows. I am working on my own podcast actually as well. So that's exciting. Nobody knows that yet. I haven't told anybody other than the person that I'm doing it with. So I guess this is like my first time speaking on that. And yeah, really just anything and everything that I can do in the arts, I wanna do. Music is the forefront for me, 100%. It's my life. But anything that I can do, I want to do, you know? Why not be multifaceted? I love it all. So like, if I have enough time to do it all, then I want to.